I'm talking to Stephen Tandy, Brisbane actor, and we're talking about, in this season of awards, the award season, everyone seems to be nominated these days overseas and here in Brisbane, about the Green Room Awards. Now, these are based in Melbourne, and I only found out this week that Stephen actually founded them. I don't know how long ago it was, Stephen.
It was 1983. I'd finished with the Sullivans. I was doing The Circle at the Comedy Theatre with Googie Withers and John McCallum, and I was living with my friend and mentor, Blair Edgar, who was very familiar with the ballet and the opera worlds and a great supportive friend to me. And I sat there on the living room floor of 97 Alexandra Avenue, South Yarra, and I said to Blair, are there any theatre awards in Melbourne? And he said, well, they used to have the Eric Awards, but they've died out long ago. Now, the Erics were given to people like Frank Thring and Frederick Parslow, Simon Chilvers, Monica Moore, and all those wonderful Melbourne actors. We thought about the concept of a new awards, and that's when it was born, in 1983, and we formed a committee originally which had the most wonderful people, many of whom are now gone. We had Kelvin Coe, the great dancer. We had Dame Peggy Van Praagh. We had Suzanne Steele, the opera singer. Betty Pounder, the choreographer. Joe Latona, the choreographer. We had Sir Rupert Hamer. We had, as the designer of the original Green Room Award, Anne Fraser, who designed a medallion based on the Greek amphitheatre idea. We organised our first meeting at the Green Room Club in Queen's Road, St Kilda, I think it was, and we all met there for the first time. We called it the Green Room because it was the actors' place where they stayed between shows and backstage. And we formed a committee, small at first, and we started going to all the shows around town, and we presented the first awards at the Concert Hall in St Kilda Road in 1984. We flew some of the nominees over. I remember the first actress winner was Daphne Gray, playing Percy Grainger's mother in Percy and Rose.
I remember that.
And the list of nominees was spectacular. We had Kate Fitzpatrick for Insignificance, Robin Nevin for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Googie Withers herself for The Circle.
And were these all Melbourne productions?
Were all Melbourne.
Okay.
And they were basically professional theatre.
Sure, sure. What were the criteria, apart from being professional?
We had four categories. We had opera, of which I wasn't a great avid fan.
Devotee.
But I learned to appreciate it. Dance, which incorporated all the dances, ballet, ballet disciplines and modern dance. And we had drama. And I think the other one was musical theatre. There were just four main categories. And we decided to have a Lifetime Achievement Award to give to someone who had contributed a great deal to the entertainment industry and the arts in particular. The first recipient of that was John Sumner from the Melbourne Theatre Company. And he was known as Blackjack in those days. I think Peggy Van Praagh won it the following year. Irene Mitchell, everyone, Betty Pounder. I was there at the first awards. I came back for the 10th anniversary. When John Truscott, the designer, was awarded the Lifetime Achievement. I met him that year. I co-presented with, what's that lovely singer who's been in everything, Marina Pryor. And that was the 10th anniversary. I came back 10 years later to the 20th anniversary when they were at Chapel Off Chapel in Paran. And I presented some awards in Cabaret. And then 5 years later, for the 25th anniversary, it was at the Playhouse. And that was a wonderful occasion. So they're now about 27 years old.
You're good with numbers.
So, yes, I'm very good with numbers. Yep. And
the nominees were announced this week, and
I don't
huge.
Know who they are. I can probably just email them or have them emailed to me. I was made a life member in 10 years after they started with Blair.
Mm-hmm.
We were acknowledged for starting it. And
so who was the voting committee, Stephen?
Well, the voting committee were people like Betty Pounder and Joe Latona and Peggy Van Praagh.
Not necessarily critics.
They weren't critics, no. They were people who were practice artists in the various fields.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of all the judges we had. Robert Whitehead was one. It was probably a committee of about a dozen people.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fairly quiet beginning. Best production of the year was Steaming. Sean Gerton won Best Design for his set for Steaming. Monica Morn was Best Supporting Actress for Gulls.
I'm in awe of your memory.
Frank Wilson was Best Supporting Actor for Noises Off, It was
These are greats of the Australian theatre.
Yeah, no, it was a wonderful thing, and I, I didn't stay in Melbourne much longer, unfortunately. I sort of moved on back to Sydney, and I lost contact with the Green Rooms for a long time and haven't performed much in the last 25 years in Melbourne, so I've never even warranted a nomination.
That could change, of course.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah. But, well, that's fascinating.
I'm very proud to see they've grown from those infant days, and people now acknowledge them in their programs, and they're very respected. And Melbourne has a theatre day, which is in February, and that's they actually honour theatre workers.
Fantastic.
And Blair and I both feel now that in recent years the proliferation of awards has possibly become a little bit too large. There are possibly too many categories. I know Blair's getting a bit crotchety in his older age and he's a bit crabby about it all.
But you're not, are
you? I'm getting there. But yes, when I went to the last ceremony a few years ago, I thought it was a bit endless. There was an interval. It went for hours.
This is like the Oscars.
But beautiful things happened. Like I re-met my dear old friend Ross Coleman, who's no longer with us. And Ross won the choreography award, I think, for Pippin. I think it was for Pippin, but we met again after many years. And Tony Lamond was the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award. So
God bless Tony Lamond.
They've thrived. They've gone ahead. And yeah, I think people respect them now. I just hope that they don't, you know, get too... They're not funded by anybody. They look for donations. They have their annual general meetings.
It's still a committee rather than critics?
It's still a committee.
Or it's probably a blended committee with critics and and practitioners.
Yes, yes. It's not critics as such.
Well, that's fascinating. Thank you for that.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah, we're actually... The noise you can hear in the background is the pre-show party for Julius Caesar here at La Boite in Brisbane. Thanks to Stephen Tandy for that history of the Green Room.
Green Room Awards.